Nine in a Row Rock Station. Now, today's No Sweat News. Get you ready for Rat Fest tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Rat Fest Shine Down in September at the Art Center. Going to be a massive party.
Presented by Miller Lite. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. All right, and all three stories today come from the No Sweat News snack editor.
Oh, someone must be hungry.
You're going to be hungry after you hear this one. Applebee's leads us off. They are now selling their own line of lip gloss that tastes like chicken wings.
Why, Applebee's? Why are you doing this? I mean,
there you go.
Again, we don't need to always cross-pollinate everything. Because lip gloss, it's nice.
It tastes like chicken wings.
But chicken wings are nice, but we don't need to combine the two. Mm-hmm. Because if you're wanting to then eat someone's lips, you're Jeffrey Dahmer. You see?
Well,
this is a gateway drug into cannibalism, as far as I'm concerned.
Applebee's new chicken wing flavored lip gloss is called Saucy Gloss.
Saucy Gloss.
And there's hot buffalo, sweet chili, honey pepper, and barbecue. And you can get them all now for $65 as they are partnering with the Lux brand.
$65
for all flavors.
Hold on. I can get it for $65.
That's it. Just $65.
Or I could go to my local chicken place and get, you know, a bucket of chicken for $12 and just smear the grease all over my lips.
all over your face.
Save about $50 on that.
Here's my question, though. After you put the chicken wing flavored lip gloss on your lips, do you then want to wipe it off? Because anytime I get chicken wing sauce on my face, I want to wipe it off.
No, you want to eat it.
I don't know.
You would constantly be licking your whole time. And then that would get, like, other people would be looking at you thinking you're creepy because you're just constantly licking your lips.
Now, here's creepy. Ready? Their marketing slogan for the whole thing is, and I quote, "Taste my face."
So we're going in the Hannibal Lecter direction.
A little bit. You're right spot on with your first one, though. A little bit of cannibalism there.
I mean, come on. Also, I'm sorry, but if you're going to have chicken chapsticks or whatever the hell that is.
Chicken chapsticks.
I want the damn mashed potatoes as well. I need some gravy. And then
apple
I need to
pie.
Wash it down with a cold, ice cold beer.
Yeah.
All right? That if you're going to make a meal, chapsticks, make the whole thing.
Getting hungry and hungrier for story number two. Here's one for the cat lover that I know you are. The cat food brand Fancy Feast is opening a pop-up restaurant in New York City next week, and all the food is based on their cat food flavors.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to put a plate of cat food in front of you and say, bon appetit.
What the hell?
Actually, it's not actually cat food. It's going to be queso. There'll be a baked sea bass. There'll be a salmon.
Ooh.
There'll be a, you know, braised beef, something or other.
But
it actually sounds quite good.
But it's a legit restaurant?
It's going to be a legit restaurant, actually headed up by a Michelin-rated chef. And it's a pop-up, though, so it's going to be open for, like, you know, 16 hours
or
something.
Yeah, real quick, in and out. Okay,
and now we bring you dessert in today's No Sweat News. A candy company is looking to hire a chief candy officer.
Oh, that's good.
With a $100,000 a year salary.
Yeah, now you're talking.
And anyone over the age of 5 can apply.
Oh, boom.
Meaning,
I qualify in all those.
Now, it's Canadian dollars, so it's not $100,000 US. It's about 78 grand US. But
that's still good.
Your main job will be testing their new candy and giving it a thumbs up.
Oh, my God.
Or a thumbs down.
Please.
The candy company is called Candy Funhouse, and if you check out their LinkedIn, you will be able to find the application online. So if you or your child wants to be a candy taster,
that's perfect,
and earn 78 grand a year,
this would be a dream job. Right here,
you have until the end of the month to apply. They say the job comes with an extensive dental plan.
That's fine.
Probably going to need.
Thank you very much.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll be back tomorrow with three more stories. Put them on tap for the No Sweat News quiz for Rat Fest tickets on Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.